Welcome to Discoveryland Online. I'm Miss Michelle, and this is Miss Caitlin. We're so glad you're here today.
I have something to show you. I brought you this cool bag of cookies.
Oh my goodness. They look so delicious. Oh, I love Oreos too.
Let's open it up.
Yes.
That's trash.
Those aren't Oreos. Where are the cookies, Miss Caitlin?
I don't know. There's no cookies. Oh. Only dirty trash inside.
Oh, no.
Did you know this was in here?
No, I did not. I'm sorry. I did not. I had no clue.
You guys know this was in here? We couldn't see inside the package. Were you surprised that there were no cookies inside?
I was blown away. I thought you were going to give me Oreos.
And there's too.
Garbage in there. Oh my goodness. Well, I'll say this. This package of cookies helps us learn that what we see on the outside doesn't always show us what's on the inside. Sometimes people or things look so nice and clean and shiny or beautiful when we see the outside. God doesn't just see those things though, Miss Caitlin. He sees what's on the inside. He sees our heart because that is more important than what the outside looks like. Today, we're going to be learning God sees inside of us. He sees our heart.
God knows everything that we're thinking and feeling, and He loves us so much. So let's sing about how God knows us and loves us.
My goofy grin, my funny dances, my messy hair, my silly faces, my goofy grin, my funny dances. I've got a friend in Jesus, He loves everything about me. Shoulders. Can you point to your knees and your toes? Awesome. Let's do it together. My head and shoulders, knees and toes.
He loves everything about me.
My eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
He loves everything about me.
My head and shoulders, knees and toes.
He loves everything about me.
My eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
He loves everything about me.
Everybody say,
I've got a friend. He loves everything about me. I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me.
Oh,
I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me.
Loves me.
I've got a friend in Jesus. He loves everything about me.
No matter how dark night or day, God's love helps me not to be afraid. No matter how high a mountain I see, God's love is bigger and it makes me wanna sing. I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what, God loves me. Tears I may cry, God's love is still here and I'll be alright. And when it's hard to say goodbye and I just don't want to do it, God's love is what I got and he will help me through it. I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what, God loves me. And God loves you. Say, I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what.
His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I no wonder this is true.
Spell that's cat, spelled backwards. I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. And I have something I've been curious about. I heard a story about someone in the Bible who was anointed. I've never heard that word before.
Yes, anoint is something in the Bible that happens when God chooses a person who is very special or to do something very special.
But what does that mean? Is it like a game?
No, it's not a game.
Is it something they did every day?
No, anointing is special. It's when someone has oil and pours it over this person's head to symbolize being set apart or, how about chosen by God?
Wow. But I don't know if I would want oil poured over my head. It sounds really messy.
It probably was a little bit messy, Tack, but we'll learn more when we hear about God's big story today.
Okay, That sounds great. Well, I've got more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. Have you ever heard the word anoint? Are you curious about what anointing means and why people did it? We'll learn more about anointing in our story today. And we'll also learn how one person was anointed because God knew what was inside him and knew he had a heart for God. Today's wonder truth is, God sees my heart. Today, we'll discover how God sees our heart. So now it's time for our God's big story, but we have to get ready. And you know the drill now, Miss Caitlin. First, we need to put on those listening ears. Mine are pumpkins. I'm thinking of pumpkin pie.
That sounds good.
I know, doesn't it? I know. So now it's time for our pay attention glasses. Let's put those babies on. Ooh, now these are pumpkin pies.
These are Oreos. Ooh. I was really looking forward to those Oreos.
I know, me too. We'll have to get some today. Now it's time to zip, lock, and button. Ready? One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Great job, guys. We should probably prepare our hearts, though. So, Miss Caitlin, would you like to pray?
I would.
Here we go.
God, thank you for being here with us. We love to talk to you. We thank you for talking to us. Please speak to us and help us to listen for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Great job. Well, today's part of God's big story is in the Old Testament part of the Bible. And remember, we learned last week that that means that it happened before Jesus came to earth.
Mm-hmm. So before we start, let's talk about a word you may have not heard before, which we are going to use in our story. And it's the word anoint.
Oh.
Samuel used oil to anoint David as the new king. Anointing is a spiritual act in which somebody pours oil over the head of somebody else to mean that that person is special to God. It was sometimes used by God to choose someone for his work, to symbolize protection or healing, or to symbolize God's work in a person.
That's awesome. Samuel was a good leader and helped guide the Israelites back to God. But the Israelites really wanted a king to lead them instead. So God called Samuel to anoint their first king, Saul.
Saul led the Israelites for many years, but over time, Saul's heart began to turn away from God.
Oh no.
I know. God decided to choose a new king, somebody who would follow God with his whole heart. So God told Samuel to go to Bethlehem to see Jesse and his sons because he had chosen one of his sons to be the new king.
Samuel obeyed God. When Samuel saw the son named Eliab, he saw how tall and handsome he was and thought, God must want to anoint him to be the king.
But God told Samuel, don't get distracted by how he looks. I don't look at what's on the outside of a person. I look at what's in his heart.
Then Jesse began to bring each of his sons to Samuel. And Samuel waited for God to point out one for him to anoint as king. Jesse brought seven. Show me seven. Wow. Seven of his sons to Samuel. But none of them were chosen by God. Samuel knew that God had sent him to anoint the new king, so he asked, are these all the sons? And Jesse replied, my youngest son isn't here. He's still taking care of the sheep.
So Samuel had Jesse bring his youngest son, David, to him. When David arrived, God pointed him out to Samuel. Anoint him. This is the one, God told him.
Samuel got up and poured oil over David's head to anoint him. God was with David from that day forward. God didn't look at whether David was the oldest or the strongest. He knew that David would be a king who would serve God with his whole heart.
He would lead the people well, and most importantly, he would say he's sorry when he disobeyed God. God wanted David to be king, because God looks at the heart and knew that David's heart was just right. God looks at our hearts too. He loves us and has plans for us.
Okay, so I want you guys to close your eyes and picture what you see when you look into a mirror like this one.
I see me.
Awesome. Remember, God doesn't just see what you look like on the outside, Miss Caitlin, but also on the inside, in your heart. What you're thinking, what you're feeling, you are special to God. He knows everything about you, and he loves you so very much. He sees you. He sees your heart, and you are very special to him.
Okay, guys, so this is oil, like they used to anoint David as king. And we're going to pour it in here, and as you watch how the oil rises up to the top of the water, remember that your prayers rise up to God, and he hears them.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's really cool.
That is awesome. Can you guys see that? It's rising up to the top, just like our prayers, just like Miss Caitlin said. Let's pray now. God, thank you for seeing us, knowing us, and choosing us. Help us remember you see our hearts and help us open our whole heart to you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for spending that time thinking about God. Now, can you hold out your hands like this, like you're receiving something, and listen and receive your blessing while I speak it over you? God sees you and loves you so much. He has chosen each of you to know him and be a child of God. You are loved, called, and set apart for him. May you fully know that you have a special purpose, and may you see and love others the way that God does. Bye, guys.